Hello, and welcome to Platform Updates from Narratory. In this issue, we're looking at new ways to control when your newsletter arrives, a method for using Collate as an internal intelligence tool, and a look at the automation that powers it all. First up, we're talking about timing. Choosing when a newsletter lands in an inbox can determine whether it gets read, and Collate now provides much more control over this. New settings allow you to select both a specific time zone and delivery hour for your audience. This means a research center can schedule their newsletter for 7 a.m. Eastern to reach policymakers in Ottawa as they start their day, rather than being tied to the sender's own clock. Next, we have a look at a quieter use for Collate. While it's designed for creating audience-facing newsletters, it can also be used as an internal monitoring tool for your own team. By adding your researchers as sources and making yourself the only subscriber, you get a clean, weekly list of what your group has published. This automates the process of tracking new papers, providing a steady feed for internal comms or director's briefings without the manual effort. Finally, we're pulling back the curtain on the automation inside Collate. Anyone who's built a research newsletter knows the real work is often just wrangling data, chasing DOIs, formatting citations, and finding images. The platform is designed to absorb these tasks by automatically watching sources, resolving identifiers, drafting summaries, and assembling the issue. This frees up your time from production line work so you can focus on the higher value tasks of curation and translating research for your audience. That's all for this edition of Platform Updates. To learn more about these features and how to use them, you can read the full articles in our newsletter. If you're not already subscribed, you can sign up on the Narratory website.